Welcome to the Nerdiverse, episode 8. We're here.
Yo, yo.
We had a week hiatus last week, and we're back.
Thanks for coming back.
With a vengeance.
I am back as well.
Don is back.
Don's here.
They liked me so much, they asked me to return.
Don Justice is in the house. We had Don come back, because this is going to be our Star Wars chat episode, and he has issues with me and the prequels. So we're going to talk.
I did bring a weapon, by the way.
NPR style.
I was really bummed to miss the last one, but you guys did a really good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
I listened to it.
Comics.
It was good.
Did you read any comics yet?
No.
So we didn't do our job.
Oh.
No.
Really?
Dang.
I enjoyed listening to you guys talk about comics.
There you go.
Didn't read them, though.
It's okay. Come down to Epic Comics.
Epic.
Alifay Trail.
This podcast sponsored to you by Epic Comics in Orlando, Florida. Anyways,
exactly.
Anyways, yeah. Where's your Epic slogan?
We don't... Well...
We're not a comic shop.
We didn't want to drop that one yet because we are streaming live in the comic shop right now. Hey. Anyway, Myers, how was your week?
Fantastic.
That's amazing. Let's talk. Oh, we just got plugged.
All right, plug. This weekend I went up to Maryland, Ocean City, Maryland.
Man, how long of a drive is that? Because I know you didn't fly.
That was an actual, like, physically driving 15 hours.
I wouldn't do it.
Took us closer to, like, I think we left here at 5 p.m., got there at 9 a.m.
Oh, jeez.
So whatever math you want to do there. And then we left up there on the way
back. I don't
want
to do math either.
Yeah. Left there at about 11 and got back at 2 a.m.
Holy cow, dude. So. That's amazing. Was it fun?
It was fantastic. It was probably one of the better I've been to in a while.
Yeah.
It was a good time, good friends, you know, just catching back up with people that I haven't seen in forever. So,
that's,
you know,
cool. Are you going next year?
I will go next year. Actually, I'm about ready to book my room so I can get the better room this year.
Oh, no. What about Dragon Con?
We'll see about Dragon Con.
Oh, my no. God.
I mean, you guys told me I had to, you know, wear a kilt and get it.
Get it blown.
Yeah, get the kilt blown. I had to go.
It's just an initiation. It's real quick, dude.
It is. It's real quick.
It always is the first time.
A room with just like 100 chicks just dancing around on stage.
And me.
Just awkwardly with no music.
I could not watch. It was so weird, dude.
It was
I watched
weird.
You because I recorded
weird for
you.
Me too. I still need to get that video from you.
It's on YouTube.
I'm a little scared of where that's going to end up. A
couple million hits.
I know.
Yeah.
That's all right. If you want to make me an internet celebrity. I'll be happy
make money off that now.
I'll be happy to come into celebrity stardom through a kilt blowing contest.
I get
sweet.
Blown.
You can be on Tosh.0.
There can be two of us now. Tosh.
There it is.
I love Daniel Tosh.
Maybe so.
Cody, how was your week?
My week was good. I've already worked 40 hours this week since Monday.
Wow.
So I'm pretty tired. Worked Should 18 be. Hours on Monday, 15 on Tuesday, and just a few today.
Jeez, dude.
So my show's over, though. So I have tomorrow off, and then I leave for San Diego on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Wow.
So how long are you out there for?
6 days.
6 days?
Yeah, right on the beach.
Be back just in time to come do another...
Heck yes.
I will. Universe. Actually, we may have to shift it Thursday next week. I get back at midnight on Wednesday.
That's amazing.
We'll have to see if we can get the studio on Thursday.
Yeah.
Cody, are we going to miss another week?
No, you guys are not doing another week without me.
You have to stop missing Wednesdays.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'll stop working.
I took Wednesdays off for this.
Just fly back
guest.
Earlier.
I am a I guest. Know.
That's true. The guest took off.
Don's going to take my spot on the show. Then I'm going to be
I
a
could never
a
replace
guest.
You. Could never replace you.
You can't replace the rookie.
Yeah
true.
Very then true. I got to be producer, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really producer. I get told what to do by you guys, and then I just do it.
So yeah, but you're running the board.
I'm like the A-boy. A-boy, do this.
A-boy,
push that button. A-boy, put on this song.
I would use the word I'm not allowed to use anymore, but whatever.
Yeah.
Don, how was your week?
Actually, it was really good. I got my annual vacation. I went up to Wisconsin for Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest.
You know, it's exactly what you think it is.
How much brat did you eat?
Surprisingly, not a lot. Because
but you
they
did
have
eat
this.
Brat.
They have this thing, and it's the best thing I've ever experienced in my life. It's a pork chop on a stick.
Oh.
It's a pork chop about the size of your hand.
Wow.
On a stick. And I've had about, it's really big.
That sounds delicious.
From the top of my finger to
and
the bottom of my palm.
And I think they dip it in crack
That's
or something.
That's a big pork chop.
Because I had three of them
wow.
over the span of like 2 days.
That sounds delicious to me because I'm, you know, trying to eat better right now. And that, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of good food because, of course, it's Wisconsin. So it's just like fried cheese curds. They do.
Oh,
like,
that sounds. I just did a show with someone who was from Wisconsin, right?
Uh-huh.
I've never heard of fried cheese curds.
That sounds unbelievable.
Heaven. That's all
no,
I ate. Like,
no. It's not cheese. It's the scraps from the cheese that they throw away because it's disgusting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but they're deep fried. Ugh. Everything is better deep fried.
It's still cheese, though.
It's like,
have you ever had cheese curds?
No.
See?
It tastes like
you're
mozzarella.
Judging a book by its cover.
It tastes like
mozzarella,
but it's the leftover just crap off of cheese when they make cheese.
So are peanuts. Some peanuts are like combined different nuts.
I'm confused. Sorry.
Wait. What?
Why am I the only one who knows this?
Peanuts are like hot dogs?
Yes, or hot dogs. We'll go with that one.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
No.
Yeah. No.
Really?
No? No?
I don't think so.
What I heard. Not all peanuts, but like some lower grade peanuts.
Interesting.
Like the Mr. P, like
really?
Off brand.
Oh.
No
never
one, no
heard
one
that
buys.
Before.
I'm scared. The Publix brand nuts are
not even the Publix brand. They're like less. They're like
no, the Winn-Dixie brand.
Yeah, the Winn-Dixie brand. Exactly. Okay. See,
I believe that
Walmart brand,
Kroger,
something like that. I don't know, but yeah, it was a lot of fun in it. You know, you just drink, hang out, and
lots of good beer.
Lots of good. Well, yeah, because they up in Wisconsin, they make this really good beer called Spotted Cow, and you can only get it up there. Yeah, it's really really.
Sounds
good.
Like they're doing really good job marketing.
Well, it's like a Midwestern thing.
Yeah.
You want a spotted cow with your fried cheese curd?
Yeah.
Keep it all in the family.
Yes, you do. Always get a spotted cow with your fried cheese curds. Trust me.
I'd prefer a Canadian beaver. Anyway, my week was good. Thanks for asking, guys.
Well, he kept talking.
No, I'm sorry.
Why did you bring him
back?
How
was your week,
Danny?
I know. I had to cut off Don and his nut comments.
God.
My week was fine. Star Wars Blu-rays came out the 19th.
When I was by the shop when you guys picked it up.
Yeah. So I've been watching it nonstop because it's amazing and there's so much to watch. I haven't watched it all yet, actually, before we even have this podcast. But
it might even be the motivation for me to buy a Blu-ray player.
It should be.
Yeah.
40 hours worth of extras, I think.
And the thing is, they're
that.
Good extras. Like, not only we'll talk. Sorry. We won't get into
the Blu-ray. Jump in the gun.
Sorry, we haven't done new news yet. It's been a good week. I don't think I did anything special. Just chilled.
How are things at the shop?
The shop
Danny?
Is going great. It's been busy. And
what shop is that, Danny?
Epic Comics Orlando.
Where is that located?
It's on Alafaya Trail somewhere.
Wow, you say that every time.
570.
It's in Waterford somewhere.
Yeah, the building. Just, you'll find us.
You know, Danny's doing a good job because today he had someone call up and they were asking for directions. And one of his employees, who shall not be named, was like, it's over by Kohl's.
It's not over at Kohl's.
Yeah. Well, that was
take a
I
right
say.
At
yeah,
Kohl's.
You take a right at Kohl's.
Anyway.
It's there.
Yeah. Let's get into the news.
Let's
news.
Do it.
All right.
Sean.
So, Amazon.
Amazon.
Just came out with their new tablet. It's not a Kindle anymore. It's called the Fire. It's a full-color tablet and actually runs Android.
Yeah. That run.
Able to run all the Android applications, but you can't get them on the Android marketplace. You have to go to the Amazon store to get them.
That's lame.
Yeah, they don't even run the Amazon or the what do you call it? Android marketplace. They're just running their own.
So
that's weird.
People get mad at Apple, but I mean, Apple's the only source for it. But then they're gonna block out anything. But no, that doesn't seem
that
right.
That doesn't. That's weird to me because. Of the whole mindset of Android and Google being so much open.
Right.
You think they'd have the Amazon market and the Android market.
Well, they, I mean.
But does the Amazon market have the same amount of stuff as the Android market?
You know, I'm not sure. I had a tablet or Android device for about a month. Yeah. I mean, a little less than a month. But I didn't use it much. I mean, I had my iPad and my iPhone, so I didn't even really. I mean, I delved into it and.
Oh, that's the one you want.
Figured it out. Yeah.
You already got rid of it?
Yep.
So you know it's good.
Yeah.
So,
gosh, geez.
But they're also trying to push a new streaming service too. So like, they're going after other people that I guess Netflix just signed up with Miramax, and they're going after other people as well. So we're gonna have a streaming war coming up here real soon, I assume.
Holy crap!
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it because Netflix needs to be put on their.
Yeah, they do. Did you guys get that email from Netflix?
Yeah, the big apology email.
So lame.
Yeah, no, I actually did not.
I saw it and I was like, deleted.
It looked like a personal email from the owner of Netflix. And it was like, the subject was, I owe you an apology. And then inside it said, "Hi, whatever your name is. I'm really sorry we didn't explain ourselves good." And so he went on to explain why they added the price change. And then he's like, "This doesn't change anything with the price change. I just wanted to explain where we were coming from."
Well, because they're no longer just Netflix. They're Quickster, which, let me tell you, is the worst name ever for a company. I mean, especially for a video company. It says nothing about them.
It basically seems to me like they want the DVD part of their service to go out of business. They're like pushing it to go out of business so that they can continue on with just streaming.
I don't know, though, because if you start looking at it from the standpoint of what they're going to have for streaming here real soon.
Yeah, they might have nothing.
We all might be going back to discs real quick.
This would be the perfect time for Blockbuster to step up and be like, "Hey, look, we have the same deal."
They're working on it, actually. They've been on a guerrilla campaign offering media people like a free 6 month. I just saw on Twitter today where they were talking about it.
Media people like us?
Yeah. Call us. Give us the show at thenerdiverse.com.
Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, I've been a Netflix user for a very long time.
Same here.
Like, I think we were in the first batch for DVD only.
Right.
I just can't imagine switching. It's going to be hard, but I'm willing to. Because it's so annoying. The amount of price changes I've seen is ridiculous.
It just bothers me, the idea that, like, hey, I'm going to go in there to rent a DVD, you know, or have it shipped to my house.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, sweet. I didn't realize this was on streaming. That's how it is now. Now it's like, I won't know. I'll put it in my queue, and then if I happen to check on the Netflix instant queue, you know, maybe or maybe not, it won't be there. But anyways, so have you played Uncharted?
I have, actually. For the PS3, correct?
Not. Yes.
It's the Indiana Jones knockoff?
I don't know. I haven't played it myself.
Essentially. Like Indiana Jones Tomb Raider
Drake?
Type
is
thing.
Is it Drake? Is it the like one Uncharted. Nathan Fillion's going to want to do? Am I stealing your news?
Yes, you are.
My bad.
Wow.
Sorry.
So basically, the developers of the game have approved I don't remember who it was, but I don't have it opened up here. But they approved a film company to produce a film based on the video game Uncharted.
Awesome.
So
it's time we get a new Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean a better Indiana Jones.
What, you didn't like The Crystal Skull?
Hey, The Crystal Skull was a better Cowboys and Alien movie than Cowboys and Aliens. So
can't argue that with you.
No, you can't.
Except for Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, all right. Let me move on here.
Oh, by the way, let's just say we all love Nathan Fillion.
How many weeks are we going to say that?
Every week.
Every week till he starts listening.
Man crush.
I used to play City of Heroes, this game. It's an MMO. And
I tried it.
You tried it?
I got to my character creation and thought how this sucks so bad and quit.
What, the character creator?
And everything was dumb, so I left.
Is that the very beginning?
Didn't bother playing.
Yeah. Well, anyways, it went free to play.
Oh.
So maybe you might want to go back. You can actually play a character all the way to 50 now for free.
I don't, because DC Online is free to play now.
Oh, yeah.
In October.
3. Yeah.
It'll go in October.
Actually, you know what? I can play that on the PC.
Ooh. Play on the PlayStation. It's better.
I might need that.
You need a Blu-ray player now.
Yeah.
PlayStation. Free to play DC Universe Online. You got to get on this.
I also need lips for my new wheels I just bought, but that's beside the point.
I don't even know.
Lips for your wheels.
This is a nerd podcast.
that's why you go to the H2O and we go to DragonCon.
I'm trying to change from 1.5 outer lips barrels to 4-inch barrels, so it'd be awesome. But anyways.
Very nice. I like 4-inch barrels more than 1-inch.
I like the 6.
You like 6-inch
barrels? There's no way I can fit 6-inch on my car.
I can fix a 6-inch.
That's big.
Like a hoagie. In New York City, a huge lightsaber battle breaks out.
I wish I was there.
Yeah, the pictures look phenomenal. Yeah, I haven't watched any of the videos yet, but they say it's actually, they're assuming it is the largest lightsaber battle ever.
Holy crap.
Was it like a flash mob?
It was a flash mob. It was down at that little.
Here's a picture that we're
showing.
Wow.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm super
jealous.
Is there
one guy there with a green one?
Let me see. Turn around. No dead silence.
Quite a few green ones.
There is a few.
Oh, okay.
Green ones.
From here, it looks like
there's a couple
bunch
of purple,
a
so
sea
they
of blue,
banned.
And then one guy in green.
The purple ones should have been banned, but whatever.
Uh oh.
Well, they had gold bling on them.
I closed my notes.
Gold bling.
Also, I don't have my notes open, but I'm going to go by memory. Apple has officially announced they're going to have a meeting on the 4th.
About
yeah, that's good news.
About the iPhone 4. iPhone. Well, they. Well,
hey.
No. I take that back.
Oh, jeez.
They haven't announced.
I was gonna say I don't think there's an announcement exactly.
We have announced we're having a press conference for our press conference.
We can all assume it's going to be the iPhone 5.
Yeah, yeah. They're calling it. No. I take that back. They call it Let's Talk iPhone. So it is an iPhone event.
Interesting. So then it'll most likely be iPhone and possibly cloud.
Well, let's get to that in just a second.
Okay, go for it.
Well, on the same lines of Apple, they're getting rid of the Classic and the Shuffle.
Oh, man.
The Classic.
Wait, I didn't say that because of the Shuffle. I said I like the Classic.
Yeah, the Classic being the 160 gig iPod you can use right now, and now you're going to be limited to like a 64 gig or 32 gig. I don't know what the big one is right now.
Shame. I had my 80 gig for so long.
Yeah, I've got my 60.
Just the battery.
I still have mine in my car right now. Yeah.
My battery doesn't live anymore on that 80 gig, but I loved it.
I still got one of the old 30 gigs, I think is what it is.
Mine's
really old.
I should totally get a Zune.
Yeah, you should.
I hear they're coming back.
From the dead.
Well, speaking of the Apple iPhone news, rumor has it it's going to have a 1 gig of RAM, the dual core processor that's out now, I guess it's the A5 processor. But one of the big news is about this new program that's going to be on there called The Assistant. Have you heard anything about this?
The Assistant.
Negative.
It is basically, do you use the voice dialing?
No.
Okay, I use it. It's not bad. But they're actually going to be doing things like where you like want to send a message to somebody. You say, send a text to Barb saying, I'm going to the bank. And it will send a text to them.
Hasn't like Android or somebody else had that
Android's
for a while?
Android's doing it, yes, okay. I know. But they also have programs like there's an iOS Reminders app. So they're saying, remind me to buy vitamin D when I'm at Whole Foods Market. So not only is it going to add the reminder, but it's going to add location awareness.
Oh. That's cool.
So it says, hey, when I'm at Whole Foods,
that's kinda cool.
Do it this way.
So when you go to Publix, it can email you a list of things you don't need to forget.
Or is it an alarm?
Or text you.
Or like a push notification.
So you'll be like, remind me to get hemorrhoid cream when I'm at Publix.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, it comes back with voice notification like, get your hemorrhoid cream.
Dude, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
That's going to be a sea of awkward moments if it did that.
It would be great.
So they're saying, like, you'd say, set up a meeting with Tim Cook, and the iPhone would respond by asking.
I don't want a meeting with him.
Which email should Tim Cook be notified at, home or work?
Yeah, that's going to be. I can see there being all kinds of bugs in that system.
Oh, yeah.
I'd prefer to have an Android walking next to me.
That'd be awesome.
Not the Google thing. The Google crap. I'm talking about like a C-3PO if I'm going to be talking to something.
Hard too.
Anyways, okay.
Droid. Music.
Being dumb. Let's see what else we got here. Anything else? There's some new Disney Cars toys that work with the iPad. So like you take Lightning McQueen, you sit them on the screen.
Like Bluetooth?
No, like the device interacts with an app that's on the iPad, and so like your kids can drive Lightning McQueen along the screen on a road that's on the screen.
I'm sure that's what Danny wants.
And scratch your screen all the pieces.
I'm really hoping it's a soft material.
And smash it into the screen.
But it looks pretty cool. Like they put Lightning on there and it talked back to him in the Lightning McQueen voice, and they took Mater and they put him on there. It's like you know, and went all Larry the Cable Guy and stuff. So
if only it wasn't Cars.
Well, yeah.
If only it was Tron.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
Light Cycle? Holy crap.
Wow, that would be pretty cool.
Well, let's make the app.
Get it done.
Do you want me to say like some of this news, boner. Or do you want to say it?
Some of what
let's
news?
Let's get to the music.
Your news.
No, I'll say my news, Chon.
Cody's
go
got
for
the
it.
I'll take my news. Jeez.
I was
going to
take the technical part of it, but
we got
ahead.
Some music news.
Which technical part?
The last one.
Oh, okay. You can chime in and help me with that one.
Chime in
about it.
So
I'm bad about it.
I've got some music news for you, for all of you who like Radiohead.
We're only 8 episodes in and we've gotten music news.
I know. It's taken me a while to get into this.
Just kidding. I love
thing.
It.
I've been the rookie. So
I was going to have comic news, but somebody asked me to stop doing comic news for a while.
Who asked you?
Who did?
One of the people on the page.
What? Really?
What?
Yeah, but it's all good.
Wait, what are you talking about?
On our comments, he said, is this show anything about anything but comics?
Oh.
Said, ouch. No. Yes, it is. Here's some music news.
Here's some music news.
There you go.
Douche.
We got called out.
No. He's a good guy.
Just kidding. I'm joking. Seriously, John,
he's our only
out.
Listener, guys. Come on.
We don't do this in post, Cody.
I know. So Radiohead's touring.
Yeah.
In 2012, I was pretty excited about that. They're Atoms for Peace. Have you ever heard of them?
Well,
it
for
is
the show. I'm gonna go no.
It is no. York and Flea and Radiohead's producer that they're almost finished with an album. That should be pretty awesome.
That should be amazing, actually.
If you like Radiohead, that should be pretty rad.
Well, Radiohead and...
Well, I like Flea.
Yeah.
Flea.
From... Wait, are we talking the same Flea from...
Yes.
Flea Peppers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Just making sure there wasn't another Flea.
The Flaming Lips.
Hey-o.
They released a six-hour song.
What?
One track, 6 hours long.
What, did they just, like, trade off? I don't know.
Is it on Blu-ray?
No, it's an audio. It's not on video. It is an audio track that's 6 hours.
I mean, what?
It's like when you're a kid. It's like, turn the tape over now.
Right. Yeah. It's. I guess it's like going back to the old school thought that you're gonna sit and listen to music for a while. I can't think of any band, even the bands I love, that I would sit down and listen to six straight hours.
I could do that. I could do that.
6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You would block off 6 hours in your day.
Not for one
not
song.
I'd have to be, like, multitasking.
Yeah.
I won't be just sitting at a... I mean, if
See,
I'm working...
to experience the whole album, though, I feel like you'd have to listen to it at least once all the way through, only paying attention to the album.
So you sit down with your drug of choice...
I guess that's what the idea is, yeah.
And basically, you're going to veg out for 6 hours.
You just pull an all-nighter.
I guess.
So
I would do it for a specific band. It would
probably be good for like a game night or something.
Yeah.
If you did a Halo party or something and then put it on,
yeah,
that would be pretty cool.
That's pretty impressive, though.
I thought that was interesting.
So do they have any info, like, did they literally sit and record for 6 hours?
No. It's done over time, like an album.
Oh,
I don't know how long it took them to do it, but it's... It's a fluid track.
Holy
like,
crap.
There's no stops, and it's
yeah, but for
it's
instance,
straight.
On an album, you're going to sit down, and you're going to play the entire guitar section, if you can, without messing up, you know, in
one
session.
Yeah.
So did he sit there and play guitar for 6 hours?
I don't think so.
No.
Because trust
me. I'm sure he did.
There's no way. His fingers would have fallen off.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't tons of information about it where I read it, but...
That's
it just
amazing,
said it was
though.
It was a studio released album that's one track.
One,
I can't wait to go to their show.
Yeah,
I'm not going to that show. I mean, I like the Flaming Lips, but
I mean, Stairway was like 12 hours long, so you know, just like play some Stairway, or 12 minutes long, not hours, but yeah.
Switchfoot lovers out there, Switchfoot, they have a new album out.
Yeah,
came out yesterday.
Danny's got the look.
I used to be a huge fan of Switchfoot.
No, wait a second.
What?
You can't lose your fandom over one album.
No. I'm a huge fan of Switchfoot.
Okay. Not a used to be.
I used to. I love all their old music, basically, is what I'm
when
trying to
say. When
does
it stop for you?
It stopped at Nothing Is Sound.
Okay. So three albums ago.
Two albums ago. And I still like some of the tracks on the new stuff, but it's just, it's not good.
Yeah, I was quite bored.
It's very poppy and usual, and I just don't enjoy it like I like their old stuff. And I went running last night, and I put it on.
Look at me, I work out.
No, I have a lot of time to listen to music since I'm training for a half marathon because I'm awesome.
I'm training for a half marathon.
No, I put it on last night, and I couldn't even listen to it for more than like 3 or 4 songs.
I'm training for the 100-yard dash, by the way.
All right, we should train together.
Training for a hot dog eating contest.
Hey-o.
So listen to it if you have Spotify, because it doesn't cost you any money.
Well, except $10.
No, not right now.
Oh, God, I keep forgetting about that.
Because right now, Spotify is giving you... How long is it, Chun, for free?
Your notes here, it says free unlimited listening for 6 months.
They are doing free unlimited listening for 6 months, but that includes commercials.
Okay.
So if you sign up now, they give you a certain, I think it's like 30 days or something, that you can use the premium. Basically, It's like you paid the $10.
So the service I paid $10 for.
Correct.
Are they going to give me $10 back or a free month?
They're not.
That's kind of the jack.
They're not. Yeah. Wow. You just lost out on $10.
Wow. 6 months, so $60.
No, because they'll let you. Months. Basically, they're letting you listen for 6 months for free, and then the free is going to go away.
Gotcha.
So wait, so they're not going to do like it's been in Europe where they give you 20 hours free?
From what I understood, I read a few different articles about it. From what I understood, it looked like after 6 months, because it's no longer invite only. It's
right.
Public now, so you don't have to be invited. After 6 months, the free is going away. You can pay $4.99 a month to get the unlimited listening but no downloading to be able to use it offline. Or you can pay $9.99 a month to listen all the time online or offline.
That's a crock.
It seems like the free, they're giving 6 months, no invitation now to get everyone interested in it. And then after you're interested, okay, now you love the service, either pay $4.99 or $9.99 a month and use it.
Well, see, the UK service, or you know, the whole Europe service, there's no invite necessary. You get on there, and basically you get 20 hours a month to listen for free. Without, like, no strings attached. On your computer, you know. If you want the streaming, you have to go on there, you have to pay, and all that good stuff. I mean, if you want the on your phone, you have to pay. But, I mean, for them to take it away here, and I mean, it's a crock here in the States, man.
Well, it's not invite-only anymore, though.
Well,
so anyone can get it.
It's not invite-only over in Europe. I set up my tour, and I was coming out of in Europe, and I was listening to all the music via that way.
Mm.
Allegedly.
So
allegedly. Yeah.
Boom. Back to Switchfoot real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a Spotify user, by the way, now.
I pay my $10 a month.
I do,
it's,
too.
It's awesome.
I love it.
I don't know how long I will for, but
on the phone, it's so nice.
The phone is great. The offline feature is probably my favorite. It's pretty cool.
I used it for 15 hours, and it filled up my phone, though.
Yeah, but you need to turn some stuff off.
Probably. Anything it streamed, it saved my phone.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, you have 0 gig available. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, you got to be careful about that.
That's not good.
I'm an audio engineer. I was doing a show this last week, and I had just gotten this Spotify thing set up on my phone and the laptop and all that. And someone wanted, I had to do an awards banquet. They were like, you have any good awards music? I'm like, crap, no, I don't have my hard drive with me. Type into Spotify, awards, 60-minute awards loop. It was perfect.
Holy
really?
Perfect. Nice. So I just turned it on to where I didn't have to be online. I got online, I downloaded it.
Hmm.
Perfect.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah, well worth the money. It's really cool.
Back to Switchfoot. Because I really was disappointed with this album because I was hoping for a little bit more. Because I'm still a fan, obviously. I followed them since it was just the three of them.
Yeah.
And here's my theory on what has happened with Switchfoot. This is like, I feel like the music they're making is still solid music. Like, it's still good. It's still Switchfoot. But I feel like they haven't grown up. Like, I feel like this is the music I still listen to on The Beautiful Letdown. And they haven't changed. I don't like to compare people to U2 because it's not fair. But still, when I listen to U2 stuff from, you know, like older stuff to now, you can see a progression as them not just getting older but changing their craft. And I feel like with Switchfoot, I feel like I've listened to the same thing album after album after album. And granted, they're solid musicians. John Foreman is an amazing writer, amazing vocalist. But it's just like I just want something just different because I feel like it's all the same. So I feel like not that they have to grow up, but I feel like there's no progression in their music. There's nothing gradually getting better or changing or there's no like art album, like this weird studio project that they've done that just has flopped, but they still tried something new.
I feel like the songwriting is still solid.
Oh yeah.
Like through their career, John's songwriting has been totally solid, but
he's one of the best writers.
It's kind of, the music seems elementary almost.
Yeah, it's just, it's not, I mean, it's frustrating for a fan, like, I guess a picky fan like me, but.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed. I mean, I'm going to listen to it some more. I like the live tracks that are on there.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Yeah.
But
I thought the same thing. I'm going to try and listen to it more, but it was.
Yeah, I've given it
two
times.
I was so stoked about it. So.
I think the ballad songs, like the slow songs, he nails them.
Yeah.
They're great, but they just, there's few and far between in this album.
And one last piece of music news.
Yes.
Chris Cornell.
Oh, yeah.
He is coming.
Oh.
All around on a solo tour.
Yes.
Chris Cornell of Audio Slave and Soundgarden is doing a solo tour. Well, kind of solo. Him and one other guy playing guitars.
Who's the other guy? Do we know him?
No. Okay. It's just someone who plays guitar.
So does this mean Soundgarden's not getting back together now?
Soundgarden's coming out with another album.
Oh, okay.
But.
They are.
I will go with this.
They are.
Wait, what?
Soundgarden's doing a new album right now.
All of them?
Yep. They're getting back together. He's going on this solo tour. And then after that, Soundgarden's coming out with another album and they're going on tour.
What?
Yes. It's Mind exciting blows. News.
Holy crap.
So my birthday present to Rogue, I got tickets to go to Chris Cornell in Orlando on November 7th.
Oh my god.
Happy birthday,
gosh.
Rogue.
Happy early birthday.
Wait, when are we going?
November 7th.
I'm out of town.
No.
I'm just fucking with you. Dude, that's awesome. I'm stoked.
I was going to get you a Wash statue, but you already bought it for yourself. So this one's better anyways.
That's way better. Oh my gosh.
I'm so stoked about it. Chris Cornell is the man. He's so good.
God, that's so cool. Where is it at? Where is it at?
Hard Rock.
Oh, ooh. Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
It'll be good.
Awesome. So let's are we ready to move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Star Wars.
I don't have the music pulled up.
Oh, man, I was waiting for the Star Wars music to play.
Yeah.
The Star Wars Blu-rays came out.
Just about had enough of you.
Thank you. I was waiting for something to start off. The Star Wars Blu-rays come out, I have them in front of me. And I'm amazed by them because they are gorgeous. And I feel like I'm watching new movies. And that's what I love the most, especially when we're watching the original trilogy.
Before we talk about the discs themselves.
Oh.
Let's talk about the box.
Yeah. I actually just
the box?
The box.
The box art.
Because the box itself is really cool.
The box art is phenomenal. Do you not like it?
I'm not a fan of it.
You don't like that Anakin is the forefront and not Luke?
It's not even that. It's just.
It's beautiful.
Don't get technical with me.
It'd be better if it was. I mean, it's just like very like.
What would make it better?
It's rough art. It's not. I don't know. I'm not a fan of that.
It's a painting.
Yeah,
I understand it's a painting. It would have been better if it was a photo, but.
Well, you can buy photo ones.
That's yeah. They did have a photo of something like that.
If you buy them separate.
And then when you open, let me see this thing. Let me see this.
Open it up. It's actually really cool.
Star Wars fans are uber critical.
You open it up
to
the.
Unless your name is Danny Haas.
I mean, where are we going here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I saw it. 7. 7th page.
I knew he was going to jump to that.
We have Boba Fett on a dinosaur, which only was in one thing that you can't even buy because Lucas wants to smash every.
No, that's from
copy.
The Land Before Time. That's
it
not
is
Star
not
Wars.
from Land Before Time.
Oh my God.
It is from the Star Wars Holiday Special, which. Lucas has come out many times and said, I would love to go.
It's still kind of from the extended universe.
Every bootleg copy I could ever find.
That's his own fault.
Yeah.
But why would he put it in here?
Because it's awesome.
It is awesome.
Boba Fett on a dinosaur.
Yeah, like, that's cool. Like, I don't.
It's not really a dinosaur.
I guess.
It's like a dragon.
It's a beautiful packaging.
It is.
I love the book style. I love all the art that comes along with each episode, especially Darth Maul.
I think my favorite is the Boba Fett writing. I'm not going to lie. I think it's funny. It's like, because even if it wasn't in the holiday special, you saw it, you go, where did
One
those?
Rumor was that this was going to be like a lenticular cover. So if you turned it, it was Luke and Anakin.
That would have been neat.
Like Luke walking away. But still, I love this box set.
And what is this even? Oh, that was from the 3PO. Oh, this might have been the 3PO holiday special. Droid.
It looks like it. It looks like one of those guys is wearing a Christmas hat over there.
No. He's just riding this. Looks like a.
Can we get back to the Blu-rays?
Yeah. We had started packaging.
We are on the Blu-rays.
We were on the packaging.
Okay, sorry. Packaging
not
is phenomenal.
Fan. Not a fan.
It is some of the best Blu-ray packaging I've ever seen, if not the best.
Yep.
Whether or not the art is good enough for Chon, this is a very cool way of packaging each episode.
I mean, it does look like a children's book. It's got the thick pages that you slip your discs in. You know, I mean, I guess that's okay.
I mean, Han and the Ewoks.
Yeah, I mean, yep.
Okay, so we have 9 discs,
yep.
Blu-rays, And we have hours and hours of special features and footage.
Nine discs for six movies.
From what I
understand. What are in those other three, Danny?
Well, where's my booklet?
From what I understand, there's 40 hours of extras on this
there,
disc.
The,
oh, no. Just on the ninth disc, there's 40 hours, I believe.
Correct. No.
No.
What?
Not on one disc.
I thought that's what they were saying. On the, on, I don't have them yet, so.
I'm
waiting until the new box art comes out.
Sorry. The bonus. Oh, my gosh.
You wrote Lucas. The, told him to change his artwork.
The art is out. You had to buy it prequel and old trilogy separate. And then it's Vader and Yoda.
But if you buy them separate like that, you don't get any of the bonus
features.
Discs.
You don't get the
you
nine
don't
discs.
Get the, you don't get the bonus.
Forget that.
Well, then suck
well, actually,
up.
You don't even get.
If
I
I'm
thought
spend
it was just
$150
three discs each.
If I'm going to spend $150 on a Blu-ray player to buy just
that's
to
that's not how
this,
much a PlayStation costs, by the way.
I know they're $300. I'm not doing that right yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, the cool thing about each, you pick what episode you want to watch them in, then you pick what planet you want to watch the extras from.
Right.
And then you go into the deleted scenes, the overviews, the 360 tutorials of the ships and whatnot, and then commentaries are there. There's just, it's, I can't say endless because you can watch it all, but it just feels like there's something new every time you put in a disc to look at. And I've watched through almost all the documentaries.
How's the navigation?
The navigation is great.
Really? Because I've heard the opposite. I've heard people saying that if you lose this book, you're screwed.
That's not true. That's not true at all because it says it on the discs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't say where to go, but the discs tell you this is the documentaries and spoofs. This is the episode.
Okay, but that doesn't tell you this is what this is. I mean, there's no like text layout on the disc.
Yes, there is.
Okay, well then I'm
when wrong. You go in, it says what do you want to watch, documentaries or spoofs?
Right.
Pick documentaries. You scroll through the documentaries you want to watch. I mean, I don't know. I guess it could be a big deal if you wanted to read beforehand. But if you're going to complain, I guess you're going to complain.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'll end up buying it eventually.
Anyway,
once I have this new technology.
I haven't
Blu-rays.
Been able to watch everything, so I can't comment on everything, but I have watched the extended cantina scene, which has a moment that's always been the Han shot first stuff.
Right.
So I watched it thinking, it's not going to go through it, and it does, and it's Han shooting first.
But just minor first, right? Or no, the
no,
extended
no, this
scene.
Is the extended scene, the footage from the uncut footage is black and white. The sound is out, like it's rough footage, but
right.
It is the footage, and it shows Han having the conversation with Greedo and Han shooting first and getting up, and Han macking on a girl, which
yeah,
is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I knew all that was in there.
But you know what? Han shoots first in this Blu-ray set, so people can stop bitching.
But not during the feature film.
Okay, let's talk about that real quick, because Han shooting in this feature is Han shooting practically at the same time as Greedo, and it doesn't look bad. Like
but who has that kind of reaction? Nobody has that kind of reaction.
Well,
I think that what
it's the reaction of, okay, we're going to shoot, so it's time to shoot. And whoever shot first, it didn't matter because they're still shooting when they think is first.
Right.
I don't think it's reactionary from Han. I think it's they both knew it was someone's going to die right now.
It was almost like a Wild
like a
West
draw.
Shootout.
Like
a
straight
like
a wild up
draw. Yeah.
Like they knew it was time to draw from the words you're saying. So it doesn't feel weird like with the... The last
Han
release,
shooting
Han shooting second issue, his head did the little like jerk to the side and it looked terrible. This is, it's pretty much, it's flawless. You cannot tell what has been changed.
But how did Greedo miss from 15?
He's a bad shot. He's a terrible
dude,
bounty hunter.
He's got eyes the size of, come on.
We're talking 3 foot, not even 2 foot.
Have you seen his fingers? He holds a gun like Voldemort
because,
holds a
I mean,
wand.
I can understand with Han shooting first, the reason why he missed is because he jerked when he shot.
Well, he didn't really have to move.
But here, he's shooting simultaneously.
He's a bad shot.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes better sense than it did when it was Han shooting second.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I don't know. I think that's kind of a I like the fact that it's kind of simultaneous now because I feel like it's very like you said, it's very anticipatory, you know.
Yeah,
it make up that
it
word.
It doesn't feel reactionary. That's the thing. It doesn't feel like Han's reacting to Greedo shooting at him. It feels like Han is shooting at the same time as Greedo.
Yeah.
Technically, it's second, but still.
I think it's better for
there's a lot of complaining. So I've watched every episode. That's what I want to talk about because each episode looks amazing. The old trilogy is I feel like I'm watching new movies. Like I'm seeing things in the background that I've never seen before. And I mean, granted, I guess they could have been placed there, but I don't think they're new because it has been said that they're new. But you watch it and everything's so clear. Like you watch the... You see so much more in the cantina. You see so much background on Mos Eisley. And then it's just, it's nuts how different these movies feel now, even though they're not different.
Now, the only question I have is because I haven't made it to 4. I didn't do A New Hope yet.
Okay.
Did they take that scene out from the extended editions where he's going into Tatooine? I mean, he's going into the spaceport and he meets up with Jabba.
No.
That is still in there?
When he meets with Jabba in the hangar?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still there.
Cool.
Yeah.
I always like that scene. I don't know why.
Because he's just got to keep putting more crap
no,
in there.
No, that wasn't... It's the same. It hasn't been removed. I thought the only thing that changed in that one from the whatever was the animated Jabba. Correct?
The what?
I don't... See, here's the thing. Something you got to know about me. I'm not an... I didn't watch Star Wars for the first time, the original cuts.
Until the VHS secondary edition came out or whatever.
No.
Well, it was a fifth edition or whatever.
I went to the re-releases in the theaters. That was the first time of watching Star Wars. I think I've seen pieces of them, but I knew what they were. That was my first, so I didn't know any of these changes. And then going into, and then I heard about them, so I watched the VHSs, which I didn't really recognize them anyway. That's part of my thing. So I always, I don't remember my point I was making because I'm getting so worked up.
We haven't even started it.
I know. I'm just thinking about all the bitches.
We're just talking about the discs.
Yes. Well, what did you say again?
Oh, the scene they put in for the re-releases.
Yeah.
With Java.
So like stuff like that, I don't know what's changed, and I feel like
okay.
I don't have like an opinion really on it because I never liked anything to begin with.
Right.
So nothing. This is like to complain about something that I never really saw. It's hard for me to have an opinion on it, but I have an opinion on the fact that if George wanted a change. It's his story to change. So, like, if I'm writing Star Wars, if I've made something and I have a finished product and I'm sitting here thinking, shit, I did not want that to happen or I needed this change or I needed this fixed, I don't give a damn what any fanboy has to say about it because it's my movie and it's not ruining childhoods.
But, for instance.
Give me a for instance.
What adds to the story with Jabba running through the hangar?
Jabba running through the hangar.
I mean, not running. I mean, he doesn't really run.
When he meets him in the hangar in New Hope.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really add to the story. There's no reason for it.
Well,
it does. I think it does because it fleshes out a little bit of backstory.
And then
with who he owes the money to and...
Or better yet, when they're in the floating car thing, right? The
speeder?
The speeder, yeah.
Wait, what movie are we in right now?
I'm going back to the additions he added to the New Hope.
Okay.
A New Hope. Okay, go.
Why even put that dinosaur going across the screen? I mean, there's just no reason for
but
it.
But that's what he wanted. I'm with Danny.
It's
on
just
this
noise.
But that's he had a vision of what he wanted and a world. It was supposed to be a different world a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, and he wanted that in there. To show what it was,
but he couldn't do it.
I understand that
then.
He couldn't do it back then. Yes,
it's just noise. It was clear when the dude's driving around in the speeder that's floating on the ground off the ground. That's clear. There's no reason to have this noise go across the screen. When I mean, it's just I don't know. It just makes it crowded.
Does it look bad?
It's crowded. It does.
He hasn't seen the Blu-rays.
He hasn't seen the Blu-rays. So I have a list of all the changes. I guess we can go in unless we want to talk about something else real quick.
I'm okay with that.
And we'll start with old trilogy because that's the only way you start with Star Wars.
4, 5, 6. 1, 2.
So this
three.
Is just about the changes show. This isn't actually a versus show yet.
Oh, it will.
We can go in. Well,
we're running out of time.
We'll run out
very
of time for verses. We'll just, we can do a versus
jump right
show.
Into verses?
What?
Jump right into the verses.
We can. You want to do that?
No, I mean,
you want to throw down?
I mean, we have time. I mean, we have time to. I mean, we
can throw down.
We kind of talked about the changes before.
Okay.
Didn't we?
Okay, let's do this, bitches.
All right, we're doing this.
Let's throw his mother down.
We only have 10 minutes.
What the hell was that?
It was a ghost.
What?
Oh, I heard something. Like
yeah,
a dog.
So
okay.
A dog?
Okay.
I heard
then who wants
well.
To start this? I'm not starting this. You start
I'll
the
start
fight.
It off. Let me start it
oh,
off.
Oh, jeez, oh. I already know what this
let
is.
Let me start it off and tell you that I really need to sit down and watch the Blu-rays because I fall asleep through the old three. The new three, God. 1, 2, and 3, I enjoy because I enjoy theatrical value
of what?
Of
they make no sense.
Makes sense to me.
They don't build a story.
It,
there's no
it makes sense to me
no
because
arc,
because I
the story arc is Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean there's no who's the protagonist in the movie?
What does that word mean?
Who's the main like in Matrix? The protagonist is Neo.
Okay, the protagonist is Anakin.
But he's a little boy. He adds nothing to the story.
He adds to the story of Vader.
What are you talking about?
Okay, we're talking episode
you
one
see
right
the
now.
Choices he makes to leave his mother.
But he has no idea what's going on.
He
it's
does.
Not, he never reaches a point of that's early on in the movie if you're going to say that. And then once.
Well, these are big these are big things for a child to make.
For instance.
All right, let's get one thing straight here. Episode one. Is by far the worst of all. Of
no,
them.
That is a that is as wrong as can be.
I disagree.
You haven't seen episode 2 yet, have you?
No,
he
I have.
Has.
I have.
Thank you.
I think episode 2 is better than 1.
Oh,
I just think
geez.
That this is why. This is why. I think I'm going to go with you on a little bit, John.
Okay.
I think the problem I had is it's not edited. It doesn't flow. It's too much like this is going on here. Mm-hmm. And then this goes on here.
Yeah,
and then
the
this goes
scene.
On here.
And the next scene.
It must not even scenes. It's yeah. like there's no oh, well, we need to go here, and it's just there's no. It doesn't flow as a movie. It just seems like a bunch of segments.
It's because you're not listening.
Let's okay. Wait, hang on.
What?
Let's take the Matrix for instance as a standard
okay,
of a
I'm
movie.
Okay, I'm not a
okay.
Go for it. I'm not a
so,
Matrix fan.
But. Well, I mean, but okay, just the idea of a
okay.
standard movie. Okay,
go.
So you have this character, and there's something. You're trying to relate to the character, so they put him in a sad situation. Neo is going to get fired if he's going through his situation, you know. So you're trying to relate to him. You're getting closer to the character. You're building
okay.
relationship with the character.
Okay.
And then he reaches a point where you see him grow,
mm-hmm.
and you see him get to a point where he's at his lowest point,
mm-hmm.
and then he reaches the arc where all of a sudden he overcomes that point, and then it moves on from there.
Right.
There is none of that in Star Wars.
In episode one. There's none
because
of that.
Because Anakin is not the protagonist because he doesn't know what's going on. You're not building with him. Qui-Gon Jinn is not the protagonist.
It's because Anakin is.
But he's not, though. He has no idea what's going on.
He knows exactly what's going on.
He's a little boy.
But why can't a little boy know what's going on?
He's a little boy who can fix machines
exceptionally he's going
well.
Exactly where other people take him.
Yeah, but he's making the choices himself.
And where is his lowest point?
Oh, jeez. Leaving his mother. Leaving his home.
I mean, I don't know. And then if you go back to the leaving his home, okay, so he left his
home. He turns
home.
His back on his mother to
okay.
choose a different future and leaving her as a slave.
So then he meets Queen Amidala.
He meets Padme.
Padme, whatever. Okay, so at the end of the movie, he knows she's the queen.
Yeah, at the very end.
Why didn't they go back and buy his mom?
That's not. She can't do that. It's Tatooine. It's not Naboo. She has no.
Money.
She has no.
It's money.
I don't know. But
oh,
that doesn't.
This poor child. I mean, okay, yeah, you just saved the world. Let me give you $1 million to go over here and buy your mom back. But no, we're not going to do that.
They don't take Republic credits.
So
I think they do mention that. No, he's absolutely
that's
right. They mentioned
credits,
that.
That's not new. Well, I guess it isn't Republic's
I mean, yeah, that's why.
That's
they
all
had
Qui-Gon
the money.
Could pay with.
Yeah, you're right. They had the money in episode one to fix the ship. Qui-Gon did.
It was Republic credits.
And they go, we don't take that money. And that's why they had to go in the pod race.
So all he had to do was go, you will
he
take,
tried
these,
it.
You
it
will
doesn't
take
work.
These credits. And he could have went to another shop owner and said, you're going to trade me your credits for the other ones. You know,
yeah,
using
but then
his
that's,
Jedi
but
mind
see,
tricks.
That's not the Jedi way.
And then,
that's not, see, that's,
there's plenty of ways to do
that's
this.
That's not the Jedi way.
Makes no sense.
Because that's like using your power for personal gain, which Jedis don't do.
So anyways, the movie has no protagonist. You don't
No, that's still
you
your
relate.
Opinion.
You
that's not fact.
You don't relate to any of the characters in the movie.
I can relate.
Okay, here's my question to you. I had, you know, I
is this episode one still?
This is any.
Jeez, we
this
have
is,
like.
This is anything.
Go.
Okay.
Jeez, I'm so tired.
Describe the following Star Wars character without saying what they look like, what kind of costume they wore, or what their profession or role in the movie was. Okay? Describe the character to your friends like you've never seen Star Wars before. Like they've never seen Star Wars.
What character?
Okay, let's start with Han Solo.
Badass.
Han Solo. Done.
I mean, really.
Oh, like I've never seen the movie
like
before.
Somebody's never seen the movie. How would you explain him to him?
How would I explain Han Solo?
Think mm-hmm. Indiana Jones without the hat.
God.
Okay. What else?
Well, I'm trying to. So I would just have to explain him, but how is he going to guess who the character is if he's never seen it?
No, I'm saying, how would you tell people about, like, what kind of person is.
If you had written Star Wars and you were trying to explain to someone about this character.
But you're taking away everything about them that I would explain that as. What is that?
So you're going to. I mean, no, there's plenty there.
Then do it without a Star Wars character.
What do you mean? There's.
Pick Neo.
Neo,
and
for
then,
instance.
And then take all of that and add it to Neo.
Sure. He's a guy who basically. He's going through a rough time. He goes and he's learning about himself. But let me think. That's not how I would say it. It would be more along the lines of.
So this isn't a natural way to explain something.
No, it is, because you could say he's a criminal with a heart of gold. We're talking about Han again, you know. So like he's somebody who he is, you know, he's a tough guy, but there's ways to do it. I'm lost here.
I have a general beef with Star Wars fanatics, and it is: do you like pick apart and nitpick every other freaking movie like you do Star Wars?
Okay. No. See, no. Danny and I have had this conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't consider myself a fanatic.
I'm a fanatic.
Okay, I love the movies. I was totally against the prequels before I came into this. I am a fan of them now. I don't think they're as good as the original, but that's just because for me, there's so much more, like using the term you said, I have childhood invested in it.
Right.
But it's a point to me where the changes don't bother me as much, because as Danny says, like Lucas's, his whole vision.
It's his world.
It's his world. I used a quote the other day. Somebody said that like when something happens in a movie and it's so good that fanboys make movies based on something. And George Lucas kind of is like his own fanboy. He goes back and he takes these characters and he thinks of something better. He thinks of what he actually wanted, and he has the technology to do it, so he goes back and does it. So
yeah. And my point is, I think if you go back and look at any movie that you love and you study it and watch it over and over and over, you'll find all the flaws in the plot. You'll find the loopholes, the things that, well, why didn't he go back and buy his mom back? Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. And
probably
then
true.
Could also be like,
you know,
well, how did C-3PO know he's never worked on Lars Homestead before when he actually worked there before he was sold to the Uncle
right.
Owen? It's like.
Because he had his mind wiped.
When?
At the end of episode three, they do say it. They say like, what? I think one of them says it. I'm pretty sure they
did. Yeah, he's wiped the droid's mind.
Anyway.
So my thought is.
R2 doesn't remember either.
No one remembers.
As a non-fanatic.
Owen was there.
I watched the first three for entertainment value. And I went and saw all three of them in the theaters when they came out, because the first one was good enough to me to make me go see the second, and the second was good enough to me to make me go see the third. It was entertaining. It was a great movie. I didn't dig into the plot enough to get all upset about, well, I hate Jar Jar Binks. I can't believe they brought that character in the movie. You know, it was a good movie. And was his character a little retarded to have in the movie? Yeah, maybe, but
he is hard to watch.
I will say this, Danny, you were talking about this on a podcast when they were first talking about it,
right?
And you were right about Yoda being digital in episode one, how it didn't look right.
It doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't work.
Here's another reason why it doesn't work. It doesn't work because the graphics that make up Yoda are better than the graphics that make up everything else in episode one.
Yep.
Mm. Like, so he looks too good.
I got you.
Like Jar Jar. Okay, so. When you look at episode one as a whole, it looks a little better. Episode one, I think, is the worst looking out of the six films now. And I don't know why. I haven't really figured that out yet in my head. Because
it's old technology. I mean, you're talking, what?
Yeah, but two and three still, I don't know. I feel like they all should kind of feel the same or look the same, but they don't. But with episode one, the CG stuff looks bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Jar Jar looks bad now. Like, I didn't think he looked bad pre- Blu-ray.
Right.
But when you add the clearness of Blu-ray and then you add a CG character that has been designed, like, that has real new technology,
yep.
It just doesn't feel right. Because Yoda doesn't fit into the environment as well as he does in 2 and 3 because he wasn't made for that environment.
Right.
And then he doesn't flow with the other CG. That's the problem. Like, he doesn't, like, Yoda looks great.
Yeah.
Vocally, I don't know. I'm assuming they still redid the matchup. I mean, it still sounds timed right.
Right.
Everything works.
Yeah.
The actors looking into his eyes, the actors where they used to look into a puppet, it's different now.
Right.
It feels forced, and which we all knew it would.
Yeah.
Because they're taking out an actual physical object to replace it with a CG object.
Right.
So I wasn't going to have any problems with the Yoda. I don't have a problem when they're replacing the Yoda, but I do have a problem with the way it looks. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't. They should have just sucked it up and stuck with the puppet now that I've seen it. And yeah. I will eat my words on that. But I mean, I hated that puppet to begin with. It was hideous.
I know.
I mean, they should have just used the puppet from the original trilogy or the same sculpt. 20 years is not going to look different between 800 and 80 years old, between 900 years old. There's no difference physically looking. Right. You're just an old frog.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's episode one. Let's talk about how much Don loves episode two.
I liked episode two. I mean, I thought
episode two's dialogue is horrible.
You're right. I said that to you. I said I had a problem with Hayden Christensen playing Anakin.
Yeah.
And you brought up the point that it was, you know, a combination of his acting chops and the bad writing. I agree with you on that.
It's a perfect storm.
You know, I do, but it was. Like Cody was saying, it was fun for me. Like,
great moments. Don't get me wrong.
It's the first time I saw episode two is when I sat there and watched it.
Okay, sorry.
So it was fun for me. Like, I was enjoying it over episode one. You know, it was fun. It's fast paced. You know, and then the scene at the end with, you know, when they're all up in the arena and all. It was fun for me. Like,
it's a good scene.
It brought the fun back. It brought me back in because I feel like episode one was just to me was just too serious and. I don't know.
Well, going back to episode one real quick. I do have to say about the Blu-rays on episode one that I'd never had the biggest nerd boner ever until I saw this with the Qui-Gon, Obi-Wan, and Darth Maul duel. Looks phenomenal.
Oh, God, it does.
God, it looks so good. And I'm sitting there, I got the chills. I'm watching this like, holy crap, this is amazing. Yep. Absolutely amazing. And then, like, I still loved the fight between Obi-Wan and Jango in episode two.
That was one of my favorite scenes. It's a good fight. That one there, and like you said,
because it's the fight you want to see Boba doing. That's the thing. You want to see Boba doing this fight, and you know, Jedi.
Yeah,
but he doesn't. Oh. So, but you still get to see the Mandalorian fight. So it was great. I loved all his little gadgets. He had the Batman gauntlets, and you know, so good.
Yeah, I agree.
Episode 3 still felt the same to me, just better looking. I know the changes. There was very few changes in episode 3. That's what I thought was odd. But it still felt great. I feel like we're not fighting anymore, so that's fine.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't seen all the new changes. So
I feel like the big debate was...
No, I had the biggest problem with episode 1.
A lot of people do, but I love episode 1 so much. I mean, here are the changes. Episode one, they blurred the effect more when they did the Jedi run.
And I thought I liked that in the first opening. It was really cool
for sure. They changed a couple shots with new gunray. They changed the sun in a scene, and then the puppet. That's all they changed.
Okay.
Episode one, two, the chase with the speeder, and Anakin and Obi-Wan, and they're chasing Sam Wenzel. They just changed the power couplings. Like, they rearranged that scene, what showed first, slightly.
Oh, okay.
And apparently there's a UK version of Star Wars.
Really?
They said they restored the UK version of Jango Fett headbutting Obi-Wan in the fight. Apparently it was taken out.
Oh. That's
which weird. I don't know why.
Maybe that was an edit they did for UK.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
apparently
so.
Headbutting is wrong in the UK.
And then when Yoda saves Obi-Wan and Anakin from Dooku's The Falling Pillar... that scene was rearranged to, I don't know why they rearranged shots. Maybe it just felt the story needed to be rearranged. Mm-hmm. The reaction shots of Yoda and Anakin and Obi-Wan were moved before the shots of Dooku escaping. So that was kind of a film editing rearranged.
Okay.
Episode 3, they added moss on a roof with Yoda after the Order 66 happens. Maybe it was something with the Blu-ray and they had something there that shouldn't have been seen, like the puppeteer's arm or something. And then another transition change with the cut of Padme's ship coming to Mustafar. But I think the biggest changes were in the original trilogy, which we can do. How much time do we have left?
We're 2 minutes.
I guess we'll save
Skip
this.
Skip the Jedi.
1 minute.
I mean, we can make it a long episode and I can cut two together if we really want to go.
All right, episode four.
Excuse me.
You've been gone for a week.
When they added a phrase the Emperor was talking to Luke about the translator droid, and she says, "Tell your uncle if the translator be sure it speaks Bachi." And the prior list had just said, "Tell uncle." This one says, "Tell your uncle."
Oh, okay.
I just had to say that because it's funny.
Tell your uncle.
Obi-Wan's. Oh, remember his cry at dragon call was changed. You know when he's coming up, he makes that weird whistle. Now it's like this.
Yeah.
This dude's screaming. It makes sense because someone's screaming the noise and not making the actual sound of a dragon.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. We are talking about Han and Greedo. We didn't talk about that. They changed Luke's lightsaber color on the Millennium Falcon. They corrected it. It's back to. It's more white than the blue.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. They changed it up because it looked. It was green. And it shouldn't have been green.
So it's blue now?
It's more white
okay.
than blue, but it's updated a little bit.
Should still be white.
Well, it just, if you go, you know.
They fixed the laser beam, just the littlest things. I'm trying to figure out. Oh, one of the biggest complaints of the re-releases was the big attack at the Battle of Yavin when the X-Wings first make their descent onto the Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
And the change, what happened was they fixed the music and then they changed the briefing room. Oh, sorry, I went ahead. They changed the music when they went, but before that, the briefing room, Luke says, "But it's not impossible. I used to bullseye Womp Rats and my T-16 back home." Prilys, as he said, "It's not impossible." But it's supposed to be, "But it's not impossible."
Little dialogue.
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Luke is his vision. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when I'm sitting here, I may say the wrong word to you. But in post, I'm going to change it now.
Grammatically. You're going to add a but.
Yeah, I'm going to be like,
it's just little changes. Here's the thing. You're getting frustrated with them. I can see you getting frustrated with
I am.
You're getting frustrated with changing "it's not impossible" to "but it's not impossible."
A but. You're getting mad over a but.
Why does it frustrate you? Elaborate with me, please.
I don't know. It just is.
It's frustrating.
There's just no reason for it. It didn't change.
Here's
the
thing.
Story.
If you weren't told it was changed, would you notice?
I don't know. Maybe.
Would you have noticed the butt?
Maybe.
I've just about had enough of you.
Episode 5.
How did I turn on it where everybody's against me? Man.
You're the frustrated one
tonight. I love episode 1.
Oh, jeez. I'm not talking about this anymore. Okay, episode 5. One of the major changes was when the Wampa reaches out and pulls Luke from the Tauntaun.
Right.
In the re-release, you could see the puppeteer's arm.
Yeah.
That was taken out.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Some more flexions were added. That's about it for episode 5.
He didn't
5.
Put CG there instead.
I'm sure they had to CG some more fur. Asshole.
Copied and paste. Copied and paste.
Okay, Jedi. Jedi has a lot of changes.
Use the stamp tool and then the clone tool.
The static shot.
And burn.
When C-3PO and R2 walk up to the palace, instead of just being them, they actually have the camera far back, like a long shot, and it zooms in so you can see the whole Jabba's palace door. So they made it look like enormous,
which
is pretty cool.
Right.
They kind of added to his building. They kind of changed the light and stuff when Han gets released from the carbonite. They made it look a little bit more fluid. Actually, a whole new hole in the wall was added where people are sleeping in the palace, which I know is not needed. but you won't even notice, I promise you, because I had to rewind to even see it. I know it better than you. That's okay. What I'm saying.
Okay. There's a little bit of tension going on in that room. I know. This it's kind of fun to be on the other side of the glass
looking in. I'm listening.
I'm going through the updates here.
I'm listening.
Yeah, it's a good thing you're
listening.
This
one he's going to love. A new close-up shot of Han striking Boba Fett's jetpack has been added. He doesn't care.
I can't. I
thought
awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
I'm like, holy crap.
I think that's cool.
Because I'm like, it's the scene when Boba chumps out and gets hit in the jetpack and dies.
Right.
So there's an extra cut of Han striking the back of Boba's jetpack.
Huh.
And it looks a little different.
I have to see it.
So angry.
Awesome!
Okay, this is a big CG change. You'll notice it too because it doesn't look bad, but it's obvious it's different. When R2 is shot by the stormtrooper, he like wigs out.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a ton of gadgets fly off him. Like everything opens up now and the arms come out and stuff like that. Lightsaber errors were fixed.
Didn't they change the Rancor too?
No. Rancor stayed the same.
Okay.
Unless I missed it. It didn't look.
I don't think you would be able to miss that if they CG'd out the Rancor.
No. It's still the puppet for sure. Okay. Yeah. That would have been really frustrating, I think, because it was such a good puppet. It looked phenomenal.
Yeah.
Two more changes. Lightsabers changed the colors in front of the Emperor. Now they look more like lightsabers instead of light sticks that you get at Disney. And then the big one, the Darth Vader saying no.
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 Yes. I just read through them. We just went over the time because I did that. You know, I was frustrated, and I was on the podcast saying I was frustrated about that change because I said I was frustrated because it added it took prequel elements, added to Jedi again after they've already added Anakin's ghost. But after watching it, it's not the same. No. Like, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's still a bad no.
Did you watch it?
I've seen clips of it online.
But it doesn't.
It's a bad no.
It's not bad.
No. No! I mean, it's bad.
Well, you do a bad impression.
I do an awesome impression.
No, James Earl Jones is pissed at you right now.
I'm going to call him right now.
Okay. Well, he's like.
James.
It's okay. It's Vader standing next to the Emperor, who is shocking the hell out of Luke.
I understand that, but I'm
just explaining the scene, and you see it.
I hope you enjoyed the last
instead
podcast
of
here.
Instead of him just being like, "I'm gonna pick this bitch up and throw him over and not say anything about it," like he comes to the realization, like, "No, like I'm not gonna let this happen," and then he says no again and picks up. Like, he's verbalizing his feeling instead of just doing this.
Hey, it's really hard to gauge emotion on a dude.
That's exactly. Here you go. That's
in a giant,
this is what happens.
Mask.
Nothing.
To me.
He says nothing.
To me, though, it really showed his inner struggle. Before.
No.
It did to me.
But it's verbalizing his inner struggle. That's the next step.
I guess.
And then on the next Blu-ray release, he's going to have a full sentence. No, I'm not doing this.
No, this cannot stand.
No, don't kill my son.
You're
what?
You're gonna drive Chon.
He's believing me.
You're gonna drive Chon to smoking after this episode.
I think they're gonna add the voice of
y'all
the
got
Emperor.
The sick of weed.
We need to have a viewing party. That's what we need to have.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm gonna set you straight.
Let's go to your house right now.
Let's go.
Okay. Mess around. I'll do it.
Kids will be asleep.
I'm probably gonna watch them anyway.
just give me your PlayStation.
That was the changes. I am in love with this Blu-ray set. There is a full disc of spoofs, and I was in tears laughing so hard.
Really?
It is so much of the funniest stuff you have seen in Star Wars and stuff that I never saw because it's so old. Like, we're talking, like, Luke Perry monologuing SNL that old.
Right.
Like, when he was popular. Like, stuff with Phil Hartman. You got the How I Met Your Mother spoofs. You got all of the Robot Chicken. YouTube videos. I mean,
nice.
Chad Vader.
I heard they had a lot of that.
It is really, really funny stuff. I loved it. You know what's not on here that's funny?
What's that?
Holiday Special.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was a comedy.
It should have been a good spoof.
It is.
I finally saw it.
Mm.
And it's bad.
Yeah.
The first 10 minutes of the entire thing is Chewie's son and grandfather and wife grunting. And, I mean, I know they're trying to convey things, but it's bad. It's just so slow.
Hey, fellas, I don't want to bum you out, but we only got two more minutes left.
That's fine.
before the movie's done.
One more thing that you got to watch on this is an interview with Liam Neeson. It's great. I loved it.
Yeah.
Because I love the guy.
Gotcha.
It's Qui-Gon Jinn for life or death.
All right. So that's our Star Wars episode for now.
And this is part one, bitch.
I think we'll have to get back into this.
We're going to do a six-part episode.
We'll
revisit.
Yeah.
We'll revisit it after me and Sean watch some of the new stuff.
Right.
I haven't seen any of the Blu-ray stuff either.
When are you going to watch it?
Whenever we go viewing party at your house.
We're going to do it at Epic.
Epic
Comics. Viewing party.
Yeah.
An Epic viewing party.
Epic viewing party. We'll plan it. We'll invite everybody to come and watch them with us. We don't have the biggest TV there, but it's a big Blu-ray. It's a big TV we can watch it on.
So let's do Twitter. Let's do Twitter and Facebook or whatever.
All right, you can follow me, Rogue R0GUE, Twitter. Do it.
You can follow me, Chon_Lee.
And I finally changed my Twitter name. You can follow me, Commander Kodo, on Twitter. And Don is here in the studio.
I still don't have a Twitter.
He has a Twitter. Don't let him lie to you. It's I like big cock.
Oh, okay. Also, oh, man, I forgot this.
1 minute. Last words.
Oh,
go.
No. Hang on. I got this email. We have an email.
Oh, crap.
Somebody emailed
us. The email.
What, the email.
Yeah, man.
Okay. So, very actually, I think
Chad's on an off night.
I think that disc will actually go to 80 minutes.
Go, just
but
go.
But anyways,
hurry.
It says this email is from Andrew.
Andrew,
it says, "Greetings from South Africa. Thanks for helping me keep my American culture cred for the next 3 years."
Heyo.
He's reading Dork Tower today and thinking of us.
Do you think he meant Dark Tower?
No. He
there's a Dork Tower
comes
book.
Up with
oh.
a. It's a comic strip, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
he's reading Dork Tower.
Dork Tower.
I think I'll read it now.
DorkTower.com.
Thank you, Andrew.
You can email us at the show at thenerdiverse.com, and we'll read your email on the show. You can follow our Twitter at thenerdiverseshow. Also, you can give us a call, 407-900-NERD throughout the week, and we'll play your voicemails on the show.
Which we've yet to do.
Which
hurry.
Well, nobody's left us one yet.
Running out of time.
And also, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes.
We've got one.
We have one we'd love more. So
yes.
Go on there and actually say something about the show.
Hurry.
And we will.
Famous last words. We're not PG, folks.
Awesome. We'll be right back.
Start it over.
He's starting over.